There's a lot that's wrong in the world, but this is what's right. Two brothers from another mother on the radio, together by phone. What could be better? That's why we call it the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. That sounds really cold this morning.
32 degrees?
32 degrees, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's deceptive because it wasn't that. I guess I did don a jacket, but I mean, it didn't feel as cold as it sounds.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I haven't been outside yet. So.
There's a little bit of fog out there to contend with.
Okay. All right.
But maybe I'm feeling warm. You know, John Wesley famously felt strangely warmed. Maybe I feel warm because it's our 25th wedding anniversary, Peggy and me.
Congratulations.
Thanks you.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Is that silver? Is that what that's called?
I think it is.
All right. Are you doing anything exciting to celebrate?
Very definitive. She's at a missions conference. So that says
yes.
A lot right there.
Very good. Yes. That's wonderful.
If you wrote our marriage story, there's kind of the before Teamwork Africa and the after Teamwork Africa. So
that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So anyhow.
You've been through it all through that. So.
We said goodbye on Sunday. I mean, I'm certainly in, it's Shell Lake Full Gospel, so, I mean, it's like an hour and a half away. But, you know, it's kind of the 3-hour round trip and other things. So, but, you've been married. I'm in that club, and I'd love to hear this morning. That's the thing. Between now and 9, I want to throw this out on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and here on the air. I'd love to hear from 25 other couples who've been married 25 years or longer. So you're the first one.
I'm the first one. Yes, we are 26.
Mm-hmm.
So, so we can fill that void. I always love hearing about that longevity in marriages like that.
Yeah, me too. I'm a fan of because there was a couple in Wisconsin over the weekend just celebrated their 78th wedding anniversary.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
that's amazing.
So then you got
that's
grandchildren, great grandchildren, and great great. You know. So,
yes.
Yeah.
True enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legacy.
You're just enjoying grandchild number one. How's Rosalie these days?
Wonderful. I got to hold her a little bit yesterday, do some dancing in the kitchen. So that was wonderful to see her. And, of course, to watch how my kids also respond to her is really neat. So I'm very much enjoying being a grandparent.
Yeah, maybe that's an example of God's strength being made perfect in weakness. You got this little child. She probably doesn't say a whole lot. She was born in June.
But yeah, 4 months,
Think about just the power that she has to impact people, right?
Oh my gosh, it's astounding how much power she has to impact people. So.
That's something.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Yeah. So love to hear from 25 couples. You're the first. And then give me what's the secret to marital success beyond 25 years? Give me one tip.
Oh, boy. I would just say continuing to remember that you are, I always say, fighting in the same direction together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think because you're on the same team.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
Even in conflict, you're in the same team.
I like it. Very good.
Yep.
I think it was Jerry Spence in his book about how to win an argument. He's like, arguing with your spouse, it's the argument you'll never win. So, all right.
Yeah, true.
I always like that line. it's a good reminder. Mark 3, 7 through 12 today.
All right. 7 through 12.
I think, right?
I thought we did that yesterday.
Well, you know what? I keep living in the past. All right. 13 through 19 then.
Yeah. All right, it says, afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain and called out the ones he wanted to go with him, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12 of them and called them his apostles. They were to accompany him, and he would send them out to preach, giving them authority to cast out demons. These are the 12 he chose: Simon, whom he named Peter, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, but Jesus nicknamed them the sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him.
All right, you know what? There's not a whole lot there in the devotional commentary because you kind of list off the same names. Give me 20 and 21, and then we'll do that today.
Sure. And that says, one time Jesus entered a house and the crowds began to gather again. Soon he and his disciples couldn't even find time to eat. When his family heard what was happening, they tried to take him away. He's out of his mind, they said.
All right, interesting. Boy, Jesus being thought of as out of his mind. All right, so here's how you tackle it in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, Mark 3:20 and 21. After they came down from the mountain, Jesus returned home with his disciples. The house did not even have enough room for Jesus and his friends to sit without feeling crowded. But once again, the people pressed in, hoping that my son would heal them. Jesus' brothers and sisters were irritated by his growing reputation, worrying what the neighbors would think about this ragtag bunch their brother was leading. Concerned that he was crazy or possessed, they went to the house to take him away. How does that strike you?
Yeah, you know, I think about that. You know, sometimes we think of the Pharisees and the religious leaders being upset about Jesus, but so was his family. You know, and just he was about his father's business, even knowing that there were multiple groups who were irritated and upset by what he was doing. And I'm curious what we can take away or learn from that in terms of our own lives.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Appreciate it, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Vicki with a message on the listener line this morning.
Good morning. Well, this past fall, last month, we celebrated our 37th anniversary. So I guess what we said at our son's wedding this past spring for longevity is that before we go to bed at night, we tell each other something we're grateful that the other one did for us. And when I wake up in the morning, I ask the Lord to show me what I can do to make my spouse's life easier for the day. And since our 25th, I'd say that we pray more consistently together. Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.
There's some good tips there for sure. Thank you, Vicki. Appreciate that. And this came from a listener mentioned that Peggy and I celebrating 25 years of marriage, but apart today, she's in Shell Lake, the Full Gospel Church, with a big annual missions conference. So I don't know, maybe we'll see each other. It's really not in the plans today, actually. But thanks to a listener in Minnesota, they said, hey, can you please ask folks who've been married 25 years or longer, how'd you stay together? So we're asking that. Al says 29 years this year. Listening, compassion, and still going out on dates never fails. Great point, Al. Thank you. Tammy says, 25 years, continue to build the relationship, care about, and for one another. And Lori says, tomorrow will be 26 years for she and her husband. She says forgiveness has been very important. That is huge for sure.
Well, I like museums. I've enjoyed going to Washington, D.C. and seeing some of those incredible museums and would love to take my kids there. I know there's a Spam Museum over in Austin, Minnesota. There's a lot of interesting museums. This, I'm not sure if it's interesting or if it just lives up to its name, disgusting. You be the judge.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, if you find yourself in Sweden one day, be sure to stop by the Disgusting Food Museum. It's located in Malmo, Sweden, and features 80 of the world's most disgusting foods from various cultures.
This is real.
Yeah.
The museum aims to challenge visitors' notions of what is and what isn't edible and explore the idea that disgust is a cultural construct.
Well, yeah. Some examples of foods on display include surströmming. It's fermented herring from Sweden.
I'm not sure how to pronounce this. C-U-Y. Cui, maybe? Uh-huh. Roasted guinea pigs from Peru.
Yeah, no thank you. How about Kasu Marzu? It's, oh boy, this is rough. Maggot-infested cheese from Sardinia.
Hmm. I'm not sure that I'm going to put that on some Ritz.
No thanks.
Stinky tofu, pungent bean curd from China.
Okay. There's hakarl. It's well-aged shark from Iceland.
The well-aged part is key. And durian, infamously stinky fruit from Thailand, all on display at this Disgusting Foods Museum in Malmo, Sweden.
You know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and we have different opinions on food. And in this play we were just in Thursday and Friday, Caleb, there's like these commercials amidst it. And so one of them was, it treated it kind of like Hawaiian derangement syndrome, HDS, in terms of those who like Hawaiian pizza. And you've seen my reaction to rapid fire and the question. So at the cast party, you won't be surprised to know that I'd ordered a Papa John's Hawaiian pizza to be delivered as kind of, hey, we're still out here.
There you go. And yeah, we're curious. Let us know, 715-396-1670. What food would you or your children or grandchildren put in a disgusting food museum? I'm curious. 396-1670.
Well, Peggy and I celebrating 25 years of marriage today, Caleb. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Just called her. She's at the Shell Lake Full Gospel missions event with missionaries from around the world there, and she's there pretty regularly every year this October. And so I think I kind of woke her, actually, you know, but, you know, you're a morning radio guy, you know, and so the late night service that they had last night. But anyhow, we threw it out on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group this morning. If you've been married 25 years or longer, and this was from a listener who said, could you please ask what have you found to be a key to staying together? And so different folks who are chiming in that department this morning here real quickly. And I know some leaving messages on the listener line. We'll try to get to those. But Angie says, connecting emotionally daily if possible, being kind to one another, and thinking the best of each other in all circumstances, having the same goals when it comes to parenting and financial decisions, loving Jesus more than anything and abiding in him. Connie Davis says one word, God. Mm. And also Priscilla's been married 61 years. She says, please just show kindness, respect, and be a helpmate. And so those are some great tips there this morning on WWIB. And while we heard from him earlier, I think there was a theme there that I heard kind of standing out, didn't you?
Yeah.
Being kind. And that is the name of a song from our friend Jason Gray this morning off of our gift offer during October Connect Month, His Place for Me.
Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win 715-723-2555. Great prize for you on the line here today. How about two passes for 18 holes each of Blacklight Mini Golf, courtesy of Endgame Mini Golf in Rice Lake inside the Cedar Mall there. My children and I have enjoyed this. Actually, the youth group enjoyed this the other day when we were doing the Amazing Race. I guess it wasn't the other day. It was a bit ago. But, man, it's a ton of fun. Endgame Mini Golf, Blacklight Mini Golf in the Cedar Mall in Rice Lake. Two 18-hole passes for you if you can guess this. 715-723-2555. The question is, for Tuesday Trivia, 5% of us do this at least twice per day. What do 5% of us do at least twice per day? Give us a call, 715-723-2555.
All right, and again, it's always the brave and the bold, the courageous, who's willing to go first. Be the leader.
No penalties for wrong answers with Tuesday Trivia. We let you just keep on calling as long as you can get through, as long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days. You are eligible, 715-723-2555. 5% of us do this at least twice per day. So what do 5% of us do at least twice per day?
We've got our first caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Hey,
Tony.
Hey, blow your nose.
Blow your nose. I mean, we're getting into cold and flu season now, right?
So is that the right answer?
No. It is not, but thank you, Tony. Again, Tony is the bold. Tony is always willing to jump in.
He's an influencer, too, I'll tell you. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody from Oliva.
Hey, Jody.
I'm
going to
say yawn.
You're going to say yawn.
I think I've yawned twice already today.
And the thing is, then it spreads to other people as well.
Yeah.
5% of us, do we yawn at least twice per day? No, afraid not. Call
Sorry,
back, Jody.
Thank you.
Good guesses, though. 5% of us do what at least twice per day?
So our guesses are yawning and
blowing your nose.
Okay. There we go. Human function so far. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike.
Is it shower?
Is it shower? 5% of us shower at least twice per day.
Let's find out. Is that it?
Yeah! Mike, you got it right off the bat. You really thought this was going to take a little bit longer.
What tipped it off for you?
What's that?
What tipped it off for you?
Honestly, it was a super lucky guess.
There you go. And now we have to figure out two more segments today.
Yeah, right. There we go.
Mike, we're going to send you to Rice Lake to play some Blacklight Mini Golf. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right. Hang on the line for us. We'll get you your prizes. Yes, 5% of us, and actually you could add bathe to this, 5% of us take a shower or a bath at least twice per day. Those of you moms with small children, you're like, must be nice.
Right.
Hey, fellow WWIB listeners, if you want to see the largest pumpkin ever grown in the state of Wisconsin, head over to Down to Earth Garden Center south of Eau Claire, and you will see a 2,420-pound pumpkin that I grew. Enjoy. This is Brian from Oliva.
Brian from Oliva is apparently you got talents that go beyond just winning on Win It Wednesday on WIB, huh?
Indeed. He just let us know, again, if you caught that 2,420-pound monster gourd, the most I mean, the largest giant pumpkin ever grown in the state of Wisconsin. He set a new state record. He sent us some pictures of this. And again, you've got to see it for yourself so you can really grasp the scale. So down to Earth Garden Center, Highway 93 South, Eau Claire, Brian's state record winning pumpkin in terms of weight is on display there right now.
The old record, just to put this in perspective, he smashed it. The old record was a 2,283-pound pumpkin set 5 years ago. And that's just a shrimp compared to this 2,420-pound pumpkin.
I mean, you think about that, too. 5 years that record was held before Brian beat it. And, again, down to Earth Garden Center. Get your picture taken with this pumpkin. Check it out. Maybe set a toddler by it and then a full-grown adult by it so you can grasp the scale of just how large this pumpkin is.
Caleb, it'll be ranked the 27th largest pumpkin ever grown in the world.
And it's right here in our neck of the woods. Brian also has grown the state's largest giant squash this year, weighing 1,581 pounds. And I chuckle because I'm thinking, at our church, a lot of times if folks have excess produce, they will leave it kind of in the foyer of the church and people will take it home. It's like, hey, God's blessed my garden this year. I want to share it. I'm just imagining Brian hauling a 1,500-pound squash or a 2,400-pound pumpkin through our church double doors.
Exactly, exactly.
Probably need that crane. Well that done, Brian.
Yeah, way to go, Brian. Proud of you, man. We've been kind of having an anniversary celebration here today because 25 years of wedded bliss. I got the better end of the deal, Caleb. There's no question about it. And so thank you, God. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you to her parents for saying yes when I asked for her hand in marriage. Was able to surprise her with a proposal. And this day, 25 years ago. So we've been asking on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, for those of you married 25 years or longer, what would you say has been key? So we'll share some of those. Kathy says, I've been married 45 years, talking, listening, and praying together.
Shelley says communication is a big key to staying together, and it's better to be happy than it is to be right. And telling each other every day how much you love each other. And she says, a week from today, my husband and I will be married 36 years. So congratulations in advance, Shelley and your hubby.
Now, Laura up in the Rice Lake area, 41 years been married. She says, Jesus in the center. We were given that poem for a wedding gift. Yeah, I've seen that, right? With like the triangle, God's at the top. So praying together every day, love and respect, putting each other first, valuing each other, having a strong relationship with the Lord, not trying to get from our spouse what we need from God. Good point.
Danita says communication and choosing to love each other even in the tough times.
Mm-hmm. Diane says grace, mercy, and being able to see the humor in any situation. They just had their 39th anniversary.
And Shelly and Carly just hit 32 years, and they say committed to each other and our Lord. Communication is so important. They say congratulations, Mark and Peggy. And let me add, again, our congratulations to you guys for 25 years and asking this question when you say, hey, if you've been married 25 years or more, it's so encouraging to see how many people have been married for a quarter century. Man, that just marriage is such a beautiful picture of Christ in the church and, and staying together. Man, thank you. It's a living testimony. It really is.
Mm-hmm. So we're encouraged to hear that. I know one Wisconsin couple over the weekend celebrated 78 years of marriage.
Mm.
That's a long time.
That's fantastic.
You got to start young, I guess.